So I don't know if my next guest was listening to the entire first hour. We're about to find out here, but let me introduce him. Sterling Allen is the founder of Pure Energy Systems Network, of which he's the CEO. IT is the premier news directory and networking service whose mission is to find and facilitate the best exotic free energy technologies. So in May 2012, Mr. Allen founded the New Energy Systems Trust to help bring these technologies to market. And Sterling Allen has made the term free energy more acceptable by relating it to solar, wind, geothermal, and other well-understood technologies, while also making the more exotic approaches not seem so crazy. So prior to his focused involvement in free energy over the past 8 years, Sterling Allen was an activist in promoting principles of freedom and defending them against forces conspiring to establish world tyranny. For example, he spearheaded the, quote, draft Ron Paul for President 2004 signature campaign. And when Mr. Ron Paul declined, Sterling Allen threw his own hat into that ring. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to bring, I just can't wait, and you all know, if you're a regular listener of the Pete Santilli Show, you know what my attitude is towards free energy technology. I believe, as I've discussed on this show time and time again, that free energy technology exists, and I can prove it because it was used on 9/11. I believe so, that based on what I've been able to find. Now, I'm very much looking forward to introducing him. Mr. Sterling Allen, welcome to the Pete Santilli Show, sir.
Pete, it's great to be on your show.
It's great to have you. I don't even know if you've heard of the Pete Santilli Show. I don't know if you've heard of my rantings. It was, I think, approximately 1 year ago. As a matter of fact, we're coming up on that 1 year anniversary here within days, where I discovered some evidence about 9/11 that was filed in the federal court system, some evidence that I hadn't been made aware of. And we're talking about last year. I mean, I had followed the 9/11 truth movement. I had awakened right around 2006 or so, 2007. I started having lots of questions. But I was sheltered from the truth. So I came awake to it. And then for years, I hadn't been told about this evidence last year. So I started learning more and more. And you know what? Quite frankly, I had no idea what free energy technology was. No clue that any of it had existed. So you have certainly contributed to educating the public through your website, and that's why I'm honored and privileged to have you on the show. Welcome.
Well, Pete, I have heard of your show, and I listened in last week. I didn't hear the first hour of today's show, so I don't have that benefit. But I do appreciate your enthusiasm and the courage that you tackled some very difficult subjects. And I would agree with what you're saying about September 11th and those towers, how they fell. Not only was there evidence of, you know, an inside job in terms of the rate at which those buildings fell, but there was some really exotic weaponry going on that probably did include some free energy technology that enabled them to fall at the speed they did. It wasn't just explosives that brought those buildings down, because they didn't, you know, just really quick, I can say something in maybe a sentence or two that will get people's attention if they're still on the fence on this one.
Can I ask you to just push the pause button for a second? Because you just said something that I've actually learned about through what I've discovered with something called neuro-linguistic programming, and how that was perpetrated upon me for many, many years. When I start hearing people spewing, Alex Jones, I listened to him for 10 years, and he was just pounding, 9/11 is an inside job, 9/11 is an inside job. Jews in vans were bouncing around, and look over here at all these people that could have possibly perpetrated it. And that implies, when somebody says, like, especially Alex Jones, 9/11 was an inside job, it implies that there's a group of nefarious people in the CIA and the government and the special operatives that were in and out of the building for weeks that Alex Jones wants us paying attention to. So do you think that saying inside job is a responsible way to convey what happened on 9/11?
Well, I have been awake almost my whole adult life, starting in 87. So I've been chewing on this stuff for a long time. And I have been, you know, looking at information and have been awake to a conspiracy to establish a world socialist, world tyranny, police state, to destroy the freedoms in America. And I've been watching them go at it. And before I got involved in free energy, as mentioned in your introduction, I was very heavily involved in waking people up to what's going on in the government and helping them get prepared for things that are coming down. And so there's no doubt in my mind that those buildings came down as a function. How they came down, we don't know exactly, but we do know that it wasn't Arabs. It wasn't the terrorists. That was just a cover. So it looked like one thing so that we could, you know, start this war on terror and take away our freedoms, etc. That when I say inside job, I'm saying that there are elements within our government who are very much involved in the cover-up and the planning and the propagation of that event. So, yes, I think it's a responsible phraseology for what happened on that day. And the tools that they use, range from nanothermite to directed energy weapons, or, you know, whatever. Those buildings turned to dust. They very little of those buildings ended up on the ground that day.
That's right. And I appreciate your commentary in that regard. But the reason why I bring up the inside job thing is because that's assuming that we know who did it before we certainly know what was done. So that's what happened to me, and that's the way I'm best describing it to you. I no longer say that 9/11 was an inside job, and I've burned all those T-shirts because that, I believe, was a method to divert my attention towards it's agenda-driven, essentially, to divert my attention somewhere else. But anyways, I digress. I've set that aside and explained.
I'm not sure why you're backing away from that because it –
I was skull plugged for 10 years by listening to Alex Jones, who was a self-proclaimed 9/11 expert. He kept saying 9/11's an inside job. 9/11's an inside job. I was looking at what he was telling me to look at off in the corner as to who did it. And then last year I discovered what actually happened. There was evidence that he had been really concealing from me by yelling 9/11's an inside job and look at all the people that could have done this, when in fact he had me looking away from what actually happened. And you just described the buildings were turned to dust. Alex Jones never said that to me in 10 years.
Right, but when you say the buildings were turned to dust, that still implies that there was a conspiracy force behind it and that it was an inside job.
I've never said that. Yeah. No, I've said that Alex Jones never even told me that the buildings were turned to dust in midair. Never said that. I don't even care what, you know, who did it or whatever. I never even knew this until November.
They have had Judy Wood on their show. I listened to it.
On Alex Jones's show?
Yeah.
Well, it's, first of all, I refer to her because, as I was telling you, that neuro-linguistic programming method by which she's de-credentialized, I refer to her as Dr. Judy Wood. Because of her credentials and her qualifications for putting together this forensic investigation. But, you know, I actually discovered who Dr. Judy Wood was through Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura was on Alex Jones's show, and he said, look, I took a look at this book, Where Did the Towers Go? And it was written by Dr. Judy Wood. That was the first time I heard her name on the Alex Jones show. And he said, yeah, I know about her, space beams. And he said, you know, some space beam stuff. And I took it upon myself to find out who Dr. Judy Wood was right at that moment on the Alex Jones show. And it sounded to me like he was just kind of trying to brush her name under the carpet. And I've been listening to Alex Jones for 10 years. He never told me about space beams or that's the comment he uses to divert everyone's attention away from the credibility of her forensic investigation. But now, let me ask you something. Are you a scientist yourself? I don't know what your qualifications are.
Yeah, my training is in the sciences. My dad was an atomic clock physicist, and I had some education along those lines, medical microbiology, bioelectrochemistry, a couple of years of graduate work. So I do have a scientific training, not directly in energy, but in science, and so I do have some of that under my belt. And I should mention that I've actually written a couple of articles about Dr. Judy Wood's book, Where Did the Towers Go, on my website, including on September 11th of this year. I did something about the magnetosphere on the Earth, the magnetic lines, and how they directed a hurricane from right pointed straight towards New York City, it was the largest on that morning, and yet the mainstream press barely gave it a mention. And
who brought that forward first, by the way? Who brought that forward? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Who brought that forward first? Where did you discover that information?
From Dr. Judy Wood's book.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Dr. Judy Wood's book.
And I referenced her. I gave links to her book and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
Well, can I ask you something? Do you, your site is awesome. I've actually looked through it many different times. Do you consult with scientists that are degreed in the sciences in any way to review the content of the articles that you're posting on the internet? Very, very well put together. I mean, obviously, to have the information contained on your website, you either are consulting with scientists or you are using the information of scientists. Do you consult with scientists on the information you're publishing?
Yeah, in 2005, I started the New Energy Congress, which is a body of professionals in the alternative or exotic free energy technology world, as kind of an advisory board so that when I get interesting things that I don't quite know about, I run it by them, get their input before I run it in my news. However, I should mention that David Icke said very clearly, everything in today's world is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Education destroys, or universities destroy education. Mainstream media destroys knowledge. Lawyers destroy justice. Everything that they're supposed to be doing, they do the opposite. Religions destroy spirituality.
And, sir, let's take a brief break. We have some music in the background you may not hear. We have to take a brief pause, and we're going to be back right after this message, if you wouldn't mind. Just a message from our sponsors here. We'll be right back.
And now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Hold on one second. I want to answer this. I want to answer this on the record. Literally, and I've said this publicly. Okay, here we are. We're back now. We're back right now with Sterling Allen. Sorry about that. We're back now with Sterling Allen. He asked me a question just before we came back from the break, you know, as to why, you know, I burned my 9/11 was an inside job T-shirt. Because, and this is me personally, you can go back on the record, and we've done 525 episodes. I literally was an Alex Jones supporter. We were actually on the Genesis Communications Network, and I was following everything that Alex Jones had laid out for me. And what I've discovered in November of last year, October, November, I didn't even know about a hurricane. Could you imagine that Alex Jones, the self-proclaimed 9/11 truth expert, had never once in 10 years that I had ever listened to him, never once mentioned to me anything about Hurricane Aaron. Needless to say, I was bitter. And 9/11 is an inside job. I discovered that he may have been either intentionally or unintentionally concealing this evidence from me and telling me who the people were when in fact we needed to discover what happened on 9/11. And I learned that through my analysis and my layman's perspective of Dr. Judy Wood's forensic investigation. So 9/11 is an inside job infers, please look at the people who did it and pay no attention to what happened. Most Americans don't know that those towers were turned to dust. And an inside job, obviously.
Well,
let's focus on the evidence, right?
And I agree with you that buildings were turned to dust. That would have taken some really advanced technology. Who did it, and why are you not calling that an inside job?
Because I had listened to that spewage, okay, from all of the AE 9/11 truthers and Alex Jones, and I'd listened to who did it and who these people are and how nefarious they are and the government did it and all of this unsubstantiated information, and a lot of which was substantiated, when in fact we hadn't been told about this forensic evidence that exists, that the buildings were turned to dust, okay, that there were anomalies that took place on 9/11, that if the American public knew about it, for instance, Hurricane Aaron. How many people know? I asked my brother, have you ever heard of Hurricane Aaron? He goes, no. I said, it parked right up against, you know, New York City. You could actually see from an aerial photo the edge of Hurricane Aaron on 9/11. And he said, well, what does that matter? And then we got into that discussion as to why it mattered. But the American public never heard about Hurricane Aaron from Mr. Inside Jobber himself and all the AE 9/11 truthers. Point made? Yeah, I'm bitter.
And I would like to basically come to that movement's defense, because I think what we have here is a blind bending the elephant phenomenon going on, where people are seeing different pieces of the elephant, and they're saying, from what I can see, this elephant is a trunk. Another person says it's a fan. Another one says it's a tail. You're familiar, of course, with that parable. And Dr. Judy Wood has a lot of excellent information. And what she does, though, is she is one of the most cantankerous people I have ever met in my life. After I wrote my article in support of her work on September 11th of this year about the magnetometer readings and the hurricane and showing how this is evidence that there was something that was going on, and my audience was 95% in alignment with me on these conclusions. It was Run and Rent's network. He linked up to the story. Judy Wood threatened
Doctor,
me with a lawsuit.
Dr. Judy Wood, please follow along with Dr. me. I've learned, yes.
Threatened me with a lawsuit. The reason I don't go big on the whole doctor thing on anyone, not just her, is because it feels too much like the whole thing that we got away from in the United States of America in terms of terms of nobility and whatnot. Mm. I have found in the free energy world that people with academic degrees are some of the most narrow-minded, dogmatic people in the world, and they are the last person that are going to accept the new truth, not the guy working in his garage that has no degree. That's where the science...
Okay, but hold on one second. This is a good point. I'm sorry to interrupt your flow. This is what I've learned, and please correct me. Honestly, goodness, I want to be a student in this process here, my discussions with you. If I can learn something brand new from you, so be it. I'm going to, with an open mind, listen to what you're going to say to this. This is what I've learned, is that there's AE 9/11 truthers, there's AE 9/11 liars, there's 9/11 inside jobbers, there's all those people that provide all of this, 80% of the truth about what happened on 9/11. And one thing we don't talk about is, and when you refer to the cover-up, is the PSYOP, okay? You can't tell me that the quote-unquote movement behind 9/11 isn't worried about credentialization, because you know what they're doing? They're applying. Let me play something for you here. This is a great clip. Dr. Stephen Jones, okay? You know who
First
he
off,
is, right? You know who Dr.
Yeah,
Stephen Jones is, right?
Actually.
Pardon me?
He's a good friend of mine, actually.
Okay, fantastic. Here's an example of what Alex Jones did. He wanted to credentialize and show that the person that he had on the line, in fact, had the credibility. Listen to this, okay? Because credentialization is important, especially when Judy Wood, okay, is referred to. It's stripping her of her credibility. Listen to this. Oh, hold on a second. Let me refresh this. I did have that clip, so I wasn't fully prepared for it, but I want you to listen to it.
First off, will you, just for the listeners that don't know who you are, give us your background, some of the publications you've written for,
sure,
some of the research you've done?
Sure. Well, let's go back to graduate school. I was a graduate student in physics, got my PhD from Vanderbilt, did most of my research, though, at the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center, and finished up my coursework at Stanford since I was out there doing the research. And then I did postdoctoral work at Cornell and Los Alamos National Lab. Well, I've been around the block a few times. I have a publication in Scientific American with a dear friend of mine, Johann Rafelski. That was back in 1987, July. You want to look that up? The title of our article is Cold Nuclear Fusion. Yes, that's correct. We're talking there about muon catalyzed fusion. It was just a lot of fun for a number of years. I was the principal investigator for the Department of Energy on this study of muon catalyzed fusion.
Amazing. So you've headed up investigations for the government before.
Yeah.
And now
Department of Energy funded our research. That's right.
And now
I proposed it. They funded it. Sure.
And now I think it's safe to say that you are heading up research for the 9/11 Truth Movement.
Okay, so, sir, this makes my point, and this is what I've been trying to study and understand, is the PSYOP that has been perpetrated upon me. And you heard Alex Jones say, oh, wow, your credentials are really, really important, and you work for the government. Well, this is the guy that told us not to trust the government for 10 years, to me. He told me not to trust the government. Now he's credentializing, putting this guy on a credible pedestal to show that he has the man on the line. And now you're telling me that your good friend Stephen Jones, we should just ignore everything he just said about his credentials? Is that what you're inferring? That we don't want to, refer to his terms of nobility and his status and his credentials. Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is that we don't judge truth. Truth should stand on its own. Whoever brings it forward, whether it's a PhD with 20 degrees behind his name or a guy working in his garage, truth should stand on its own. That's my point. And that truth that has a strong backing resonates with the person's integrity and with their intuition. They get that confirmation from that common sense validation inside. And so that's where I'm coming from. I'm just saying that even with Steve, I call him Steve. I don't call him Dr. Stephen E. Jones.
But because I know, and here's what I want to say, especially in front of our listening audience, which they're coming awake to this. We teach them to be independent thinkers. We know that this is part of the PSYOP that has been employed as part of this cover-up is to decredentialize. They've actually employed this. They've got bullet points that they sent out to all their trolls, and they say, oh, don't refer to his Dr. Judy Wood. Call her Judy. Because that is it's a NLP method of decredentializing. We know that was almost the crime, the treasonous crime that was perpetrated upon me as somebody who wanted to know the truth.
I'd like to get back to my question, though,
yes,
to you.
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Which is, why have you taken off the Inside Job t-shirt? Because whether it was nanothermite or buildings turning to dust, that was an inside job.
Because I want to focus on the evidence. I don't even want to know. As a matter of fact, we're never going to find the smoking gun as to who called the shots.
I disagree.
Hold on a second. Let me finish. You asked me the question. Let me finish the thought. Okay. This is what I've learned. My objective, okay, is not to point. We have over a million listeners right now, and I'm not going to point all of their attention as to who did it and have them look away from what they don't even know what happened. They don't know that those towers were turned to dust. They have no clue about Hurricane Aaron in most cases. They have no idea what free energy technology is. They are clueless about that. So it would be easy for me to take the past 12 years and go by their recited thing, but like, look over here, these people did it, and we never solve anything, and we especially keep everyone's attention diverted away from what happened. And once people realize what happened, factually, and we look at the evidence, then it'll make much more sense to everyone. And when I realized what happened on 9/11, I understood what Alex Jones was doing to divert my attention away from it. Does that answer the question?
But I would argue that we can take the evidence of what happened, those buildings turning to dust, and I do think that the evidence points to that. But at the end of the day, who did it is very relevant, because those same people are the ones who are suppressing free energy. They're the ones who are instilling Obamacare. They're the ones who are destroying our economy. They're the ones who are destroying the economies around the world, setting up Federal Reserve banks. It's the same cabal. And so when we can say inside job, that there's obviously something going on besides errors flying buildings into planes. There was much more that it had to do with players on our team allowing them in and then covering up their tracks afterwards. That's very relevant to our day-to-day living. And the inside job mantra is crucial to helping people understand that it's that same cabal who is doing this train wreck on our freedoms and installing a world socialist world dictatorship.
Right.
And so that's something I've been involved in exposing, and I still include that kind of information,
right,
even though Free Energy News is my main subject. I still include those conspiracy elements in my coverage.
And you know what? And this is why I have you on. I just want to conclude this one thought, and this is my perspective. Maybe you'll understand. All right. I'm actually trained and schooled in forensic identification and crime scene investigation. So from a crime scene, from a crime scene investigation perspective, right? If you were to tell me, as soon as I arrive on the crime scene, oh my God, we know who did it. And I haven't even looked at the body. I haven't seen any of the evidence. I haven't collected anything. And you're like, come here to the backyard and let me tell you, this is what happened. we understand that Mexicans had placed a telephone call, you know, shortly before the XYZ, and we need to go get this group of people. And I'm going to say, time out. Let me go find out how this person died. Were they shot? Were they stabbed? Let me take a look at the fiber evidence. Let me take a look at all this stuff and see, once we collect all of the data, let's see if that makes sense and matches up with your analysis as to who did it. So then if you believe you have a suspect, we can go after them and we can say, you know what? We have evidence here that you actually stabbed this person. You're telling me, don't look at the stabbing. Forget about the gunshot. Well, no, I say you. I say that the people that are saying it was an inside job. They're saying, don't look at any of that evidence. We already know who did it. Let's go get them. Let's go point our fingers at the government. And so that is my perspective, okay, on, and the reason why I burned my 9/11 was an inside job t-shirt, because I took for granted that the detective on scene, Alex Jones, told me it was an inside job and he knew who did it and he had all this evidence pointing towards that, and he had me skip right over all the critical evidence in the body. And when I went back to take a look at it, I said, oh my God, he's telling me it could have been a gunshot, when in fact I discovered the person died from a stabbing. Okay, that's my point. Let me ask you this. This is why I brought you on. Can you give us an overview of cold fusion? And I use that term,
sure.
Cold fusion, because this is what I want to share with our audience. Free energy technology. That's what you have in your website. It's chock full of it. Give us your overview.
Yeah, free energy or cold fusion is one of 25 genres of what I would call unconventional free energy. On the conventional side of the spectrum, solar is free, wind is free, geothermal is free, etc. There are 25 of those, and there are 25 unconventional things which physicists would say are quote-unquote impossible. Yet we know physicists have been wrong before. They said humans would never be able to fly, and obviously that's not true because we're flying all over the place nowadays. And so cold fusion is one of those genres, and it's actually, and this comes back to the point that in defense actually of Stephen Jones, it's probably not fusion. It's probably transmutation or some other nuclear or even some other anomalous effect, not necessarily fusion. And there's a lot of people in the field who are agreeing with that, including Fleischmann, just before he died, felt badly that he had used the word fusion, because most likely it's not fusion, which is a combining of two elements into one, whereas transmutation is one element goes to the next element on the periodic chart and gives off a lot of energy in the process. And so that video that Judy Wood shows in her presentation showing Stephen Jones making a very passionate point about, let's not call it cold fusion, that's what that was about, was saying fusion is not the right word. And that was way back then that he was bird-dogging that. And now the industry, these are people outside the box who understand what suppression elements we have against us, are agreeing that it's probably not fusion. It's probably transmutation. Bottom line is it works. There have been 17,000 replications of the phenomena over the years, and where they're getting anomalous heat from these reactions that couldn't be chemical. And there are a dozen at least professional companies of several people who are taking working technology and are getting ready to take it to market. One is Andrew Rossi of the ECAT is the name of that product. And I saw that demonstrated, a 1 megawatt system in Bologna, Italy, October 28, 2011. I was there along with about 30 other people at that demonstration. It ran at half power, about 500 kilowatts for 5+ hours in self-loop mode. So the power it was producing was keeping itself going with half a megawatt left over for use. I was part of a witness of that. He's number two in our top five exotic free energy technologies. Another company is Defcalion. Used to be in Greece. They moved to Vancouver. They were at first a licensee of the Andrew Rossi ECAT. They split off in October of 2011, went their own direction, modified, and came up with their own process. Still, nickel and hydrogen are the main elements again, not in a fusion reaction, probably a transmutation process. Another company, Brillouin, out of Berkeley, California, is working with Stanford Research Institute, SRI International, to do the validation and testing and characterization and improvement of their technology. Probably within a year, they will have a technology that will be ready to license out to manufacturers to implement into utilities as well as for home heating on that scale, so both big and small applications. That just gives you a sampling of what is available right now in the sector. If you go to freeenergynews.com, you'll see our listing of the top exotics, the top five as I can see it, that where we've been focusing for the last 3 or 4 years is focusing on who are the ones that are closest to market. Because right now, even though for a good, I don't know, a century, there have been free energy technologies of the exotic sort around, but none of them have yet made it to market where you can go buy one. And even today, there's none of these are where you can go buy them from a website, even covertly, that I know of. And so, and I have to give you the caveat that the reason that some people may not let me know about it is because I'm a newsman for the free energy world. Mm-hmm. And if they tell me, then, you know, I'm going to blabber it around.
That's and this is why job. I brought you on, because, I wanted to hear from you is because, and your friends, please pardon me, he's your friend, but you know what? The bottom line is there were people who I'm loyal to. I'm loyal to the American people to bring them the truth. And I'm especially loyal just as passionately to those that died on 9/11. And, potentially millions of people that died thereafter trying to get brown people in the desert, trying to kill those people. But my loyalty is to the truth. So please pardon me if I don't want to be offensive towards Stephen Jones. But are you aware of his description of Dr. Judy Wood's technology? Are you aware of how he references? Because she brought free energy technology to me for the first time. So that's how I first learned about it and discovered it. Are you aware of how he characterizes for 9/11 research? He is the person that coined the term cold fusion, correct? I believe he's an important character in the mix here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're aware of how he characterizes her work and her identification of the evidence?
I'm also aware, I know them both quite well. I know him really well. I know her somewhat well. I met Judy in Holland last year at a conference over there where we both spoke. And I sat down with her on the stairs for about an hour during one of the presentations and was able to pick her brain in person. That was a great, opportunity. But I can tell you that Judy Wood, you find this phenomena in the exotic world, not just energy, but also you see it in health. You see it when people are outside the box, they do not develop some of the same social skills because they're ostracized, they're picked on, and so they don't develop the same polish that you usually get from people who are a little more mainstream in their upbringing and in their interactions. And so they become their own worst enemy, where you go to visit an inventor and the technology works, but he is so difficult to work with. You can't get anyone, investor, to go in and put money into it because he's crazy. He's running, walking on eggshells. He's paranoid. He's greedy. There's a lot of different attributes, but they become their own worst enemy. And Judy Wood is, okay, I would say, in the top five list of worst enemies. She's a bitch.
Okay, well, first of all, we refer to her as Dr. Judy Wood, even in my personal conversations with her. Second of all, we're going to go take a break. We'll be right back. All right,
ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's kind of disturbing.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back with Sterling Allen, and we just had a discussion. He made a comment, and I want to just advise the audience.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing.
This is not an adversarial conversation. I want us all to learn, especially from somebody who publishes on his website a lot of information about free energy technology. But I also believe, and I just explained to him during the break, that this PSYOP is the reason why we've never accomplished anything for the past 12 years, is to tell everyone that free technology exists and it was used on 9/11. And we don't want to decredentialize. I've never referred to Dr. Judy Wood as anything more friendly than Dr. Judy when I shorten it. So I asked him to very kindly and politely refer to her as Dr. Judy Wood, especially since he doesn't have a personal relationship. But here are the methods by which the PSY operatives conduct themselves in the public domain. Sterling, I want you to listen to this audio segment. It's a minute and 23 seconds, and I want you to comment on it, okay?
Ring.
Okay.
I hate to see it, too, within the movement, but if we can just get together and say, okay, we're going to sort through some of this. Let's not let the weaker evidence hold us back. We're going to put that off. We've written up articles about it now and explained why we're not going to keep being distracted by the no planes hitting the towers idea or the space beams, you know, the beams from space. We've written papers about that now, so let's put them aside because let's focus on what's going to get us to the goal of justice here and peace.
Well, you know, take the space beams.
Sure.
Instead of there being no evidence for it, there's actually the contrary, because I've actually interviewed former heads of direct energy weapons programs, former heads of Star Wars. I've actually been somewhat of a buff, finding it was interesting since I was a teenager. Direct energy weapons don't act like this. Don't do this. It isn't consistent with the collapses. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Instead of there being no evidence, there's only evidence to the contrary.
That's correct. And this is where, as we look at the evidence, we sort things out. We say, okay, this goes on the shelf now. We're done with the space beam. Well, for instance, looking at the North Tower, Alex, you and I have looked at that a number of times. A beam from above, from space, has to start at the tippy top. There's no way you can skip 15 floors and start down, but I can imagine.
Okay, how would you characterize those thoughts? And this is exactly what we're talking about. The psyop that's perpetrated upon me through Alex Jones, referring to space beams, of which Dr. Judy Wood has never, ever, since I've come into contact with her, she's never mentioned anything about space beams. But how would you describe that? How would you, what are your thoughts
First
on the
all,
actor,
what I would
accuracy?
Say is that we're dealing with a subject that we don't know about. We don't know how they brought those buildings down. Even Judy doesn't. Judy brings a lot of great evidence.
Dr. Judy Wood, but go
happened.
Ahead. Yes.
Jock, sorry about that. Dr. Mm-hmm. Judy Wood brings a lot of great evidence forward that I think really needs to be weighed. At the same time, though, we don't know exactly how this happened. I should say that I'm really good friends with John Hutchison. I was talking to him by email last night. I posted some stuff from him in my news today. I've got a good rapport with him. I believe that the Hutchison effect is probably something they used on that day. I say probably because we don't know for sure. It could have been a variation. It could have been something completely different that looks like his stuff, has the same kind of end effect. We're dealing with something that we don't fully understand. I will agree that I disagree with what Stephen Jones was saying in that excerpt. He's trying to call it space beams, and I agree with you that Dr. Judy Wood doesn't call it space beams. I've never seen her in her book. I read her book. She doesn't use that terminology. That's a terminology that's been used to describe her stuff. And so people listening to that assume that that's what she's saying. That's not what she's saying. And so I would take Stephen to task on that particular point. I sat down with him in his living room after the conference in Holland, and I said, okay, what's up with this? How come you don't see this whole dust story? And we had a pretty strong conversation in his living room that day, and he also explained where he was coming from on cold fusion. And I will stand toe-to-toe with anyone when I see them saying things that I've done with you on this show.
I've heard about the Hutchison effect, and this has to do with exactly why I brought you on the show, is to talk about free energy technology. I learned about the Hutchison effect through, you know, my exposure to Dr. Judy Wood's forensic investigation. Do you know what field effects are, or directed energy, essentially? Do you know what they are, and can you give us some examples of what you learned through Mr. Hutchison that might be used to destroy something?
Rather than tell you what other people have said, let me just tell you, here's my impression of what happened that day.
Right.
Okay. They, meaning the powers that be, have had the ability to control weather for many years. Very precisely. They probably steered Katrina right dead onto or New Orleans, like what we saw happen. That was, you know, them at their knobs controlling the left and right, so it had a direct hit. That was something, it was an operation that they had direct control over. I believe they had that kind of control over the weather. I do believe that there was a hurricane that was necessary as an ingredient for what they were able to do in a very effective way. They had two counter-rotating weather systems that directly coincided over New York City, and there were probably energy weapons in space, on Earth, in buildings nearby. Building 7 may have had some of the operational stuff in it that they was destroyed to destroy the evidence. There may have been some other buildings in the vicinity that were involved in creating the environment that was needed. So that as those buildings came down, they turned to dust using a Hutchinson-type effect. That the you look at the magnetometer readings, they have a direct correlation with the events of that day. When the buildings hit, when the buildings fell, the Earth's magnetosphere changed dramatically with those events unfolding. And so there is a very strong correlation, it's a very strong indication that the Earth's magnetic field was under the control of the people who were turning the knobs to make these things happen. I don't know how they did it. It is possible that the Earth's magnetosphere responds to human emotions, and that's what changed the magnetosphere. That is an option. I can't rule that out. That
you
not necessarily
if you don't mind me interjecting, because I've been dying to hear this from someone who knows, and you've studied this, and you've got a lot of information on your website. You say that you had conversations with Mr. Hutchinson. Can you give us an example of how, like, field effects, okay, which he's studied and he's published himself, how field effects may be used to destroy something, like either a tornado or the Hutchinson effect or magnetic induction? Can you give us some examples of that?
Sure. We had some guys on our news about 8 years ago, John Wells. Is that his name? That's the name of this Coast to Coast guy.
John B. Wells.
This guy's name was also John Wells.
Right.
It was David Wells. David Wells. And he actually started a club called the Weather Rangers. And they used a technology that was derived from Joseph Newman. He had a replica in his backyard. Actually, it was about 10 miles away in a shop that he had. And he noticed he was driving to his shop that sometimes there was like a weather clearing, a cloud clearing over his shed. He's like, what's up with that? Because he had his machine running in there, and he started playing around with it. He started turning in different orientations, and he found that he was able to control the weather with this $200 piece of equipment that he made. And he and his friend, he's got a friend down in Costa Rica who's been able, they're able to steer these hurricanes from very extreme distances, and it's crazy stuff. They actually created a storm, a huge hailstorms down in Flagstaff, Arizona, with something they were just playing around with it, trying to figure out how it worked, and inadvertently created a very damaging storm. They've been able to turn tornadoes away. They've been able to turn off or mitigate hurricanes. You look at the number of hurricanes we've had in North America in the last few years, and it's been significantly diminished. And it's, you know, these guys are down there, you know, steering these things and modifying them and keeping them from hitting mainland United States. Now, that could be completely, you know, they think they're doing it, and it has nothing to do with them. It could be sun's solar cycles. It could be something completely different. It could be the men in black who are keeping it from happening. Also, they happened to be away on the day when Sandy hit last year, Hurricane Sandy in New York City. He was not down there in Costa Rica during that time. He got away near the end of the storm, was able to mitigate some tail end stuff. So there's been some direct cause effect that I've been able to watch with those guys using these free energy devices to control the weather. I've seen it several times, people who had these free energy devices, the weather, just like human beings, we are electrical beings. We've got direct potentials. We've got the nerve impulses are electrical. Mm-hmm. Even every cell has potential across its membranes. This is something I learned as a graduate student. Almost every cell in the body has an electric potential across its membrane that is set up, and then you have triggers which cause a reversal of that potential that tells the cell, okay, now it's time to do your thing. Go create some acid in the stomach. Do whatever it is that the cell does. Mm-hmm. And the weather's the same way. The weather is electric. And it doesn't take, you don't have to have, even though the weather has huge amounts of energy in it, it doesn't take huge amounts of energy to steer it. Because all you have to do is get resonance with it. It's like Nikola Tesla with that little tapping, with little the right resonance on the beam of a building. You can bring the building down.
Right. A very interesting, fascinating work that was, of course, covered up for many, many years. Obviously, he tapped into something very important. And yeah. Obviously, something that we're talking about here. Can I ask you a question of, like, as to field effects, okay, and how Hutchinson and Tesla and also, I mean, there's been patents talking about field effects. But of, let's say, the tornado, the Hutchinson effect, or the magnetic induction, of those, which ones can actually be eliminated? Because I hear a lot about nanothermite and stuff like that, but which one of those categories of field effects can actually be eliminated from having destroyed the World Trade Center buildings on 9/11? I mean, it can't be possible, especially with all the evidence that exists, that thermite had anything to do with the World Trade Center coming down. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I disagree with that. I believe it was a combination of several things. They used thermite to break it into pieces, and then they used these other things to turn it into dust. Mm. It was a 1-2 effect.
How did thermite cause cars to be toasted? If we refer to the field effects that that we know existed, that we can reference that. How did toasted cars, how did those spontaneously combust away from the buildings? You know what? Hold that thought. We're going to answer that here once we come back over the top of the hour. I have an important break I have to take over the top of the hour, and I want you to think about the answers to that question. We'll allow you to answer that as soon as we come back. Guess what? You said that Dr. Judy Wood is a bitch. I believe that Alex Jones and Stephen Jones, they're both pricks, and we're going to identify them as such here, hopefully, in our conversation once we come back. Okay. All right. Here, I don't want to detract us from this important conversation. So let me just begin the top of the hour. Rents is doing the news break. 6-minute mark. We'll come back in. Just want to let everyone know, if you haven't been paying attention during this episode, my conversation with Sterling Allen, news report came about on Drudge. The shots have been fired at the Capitol. Shots have been heard. And I'm going to bring Susanna Cole just very briefly. What do we know about what's going on at the Capitol? Do we have any indication as to what happened there? Because all I heard was that shots were fired at the Capitol and it's on lockdown. That's all I heard.
Okay, Pete. They're saying that shots were reported fired outside the Capitol and all staffers were warned to stay inside and away from doors. Here was the message that they sent out to everyone. If you are in an office building, shelter in place. An audio message broadcast to Capitol offices said, also warning those on the ground outside to seek cover. Officers were scouring the area just outside the Senate with rifles at the ready. At one point, an officer was crouched with a rifle to his shoulder as he guarded visitors who had been walking up the path around the Capitol. A notice broadcast on the international television system ordered employees to close, lock, and stay away from external doors and windows. Okay. Minutes after the alert went out, police had barricaded off Constitution Avenue and had shut down the grounds, and that's what we have so far.
Okay, and our people are on it, obviously, as these quote-unquote anomalies start to unravel and they start to develop their narrative that it was a white Tea Partier with gray hair on Obamacare death panel.
A 9/11 truther.
9/11 truther, right. Or
just
any
put that in there.
Those quote-unquote wing nuts. if something like that comes about, then go ahead and break in and let us know. We're going to get back to our conversation. I'm with Sterling Allen. And I have already told him how pissed off I am because Alex Jones, who I trusted and listened to as the self-proclaimed, he even has referred to himself as the founder of the 9/11 truth. And he's done a lot to educate me and caused me to awaken, but he stopped short. He only provided me with 80% of the truth. Myself, that's the way I feel. Especially
once the world goes. That's how the world goes. We're not allowed to make up our own minds
right,
or have choices.
That's right.
So, but did you want me to put Patrick on hold for the Bunker News Break?
Could you please tell him I have to continue this discussion with Sterling Allen. Just tell him that we will connect with him. Okay.
Okay. Shortly. All right. I will let him know. Thank you.
Okay.
Pete.
Yes.
Have
back
a great
to
segment.
Yes. If you could just tell him, forgive me. This is an important discussion. Okay. So Field effect, all right? And Mr. Hutchison. Mr. Allen, are you there?
Yep.
Just want to make sure we have some background chatter. At the six-minute mark, we'll be interrupted. Those categories of, you know, the examples of field effects, and you've actually studied Mr. Hutchison's research and work, all right? Was the Hutchison effect, are there any similarities to the Hutchison effect at the World Trade Center destruction? Was there any evidence of that from what you've seen in your own personal research?
Definitely. You look at the images of the Hutchison effect and what it does to metals and other materials and how it misshapes them. You see some of that same misshape and appearance in the wreckage of the World Trade Center building. You see that these huge steel beams just twisted like pretzels. And you cannot attribute that to a catastrophic collapse of the building. There was something else going on. And so I definitely think that Dr. Wood has a lot of really valuable information that she brings to the fore, but I don't think that her information rules out nanothermite. I think both could be involved.
And I misspoke I think this is important because this is my understanding of it. You know, of a kinetic energy, you know, thermal energy and field effects. Okay, the energy that can be eliminated. And this is critical, that kinetic energy and thermal energy can be eliminated from the evidence that exists on 9/11. Isn't that true? And I misspoke earlier because we understand that field effects, there's evidence to show that field effects took the buildings down. The buildings were turned to dust. But we could eliminate through the evidence kinetic and thermal energy, correct?
I don't know that you can eliminate it. I think it's maybe safe to say that you can rule it out as being the sole contributor because there is, you know, the thermite is not going to turn the building to dust. It's going to chop it into pieces and then something else cuts it to dust. And you've got an ambulance sitting on the ground there in front of building one, I believe it was, 30 feet away after the building's collapsed and it's not even dented. Is sitting on the sidewalk, and there's a clear space of sidewalk next to it, and it's higher than the rubble around it. I mean, that building was turned to dust. It did not collapse and land in a heap.
Absolutely. Now, I also want to refer to a lot of discussion. This is where I came awake, and we're going to stop over the hump here. Hold on one second. We're coming back on the Rents Network. Okay. So we're back on the Rents Network here. I'm continuing the discussion about 9/11 evidence, and in particular, free energy technology that I'm very interested to speak with Sterling Allen with him about this, and the fact that we know that free energy technology exists. I believe it does, and I believe that evidence of that was demonstrated on 9/11. Now, I'm going to play another audio clip for you. If you don't mind, I want you to comment on this, because I came to 9/11 truth because I was told about, you know, thermite, nanothermite. Now, I come from the military with a background in military-grade explosives, nuke, biochemical, and conventional. So I had an understanding, a little bit more so than the general public. But listen to this. I want you to hear this, and I want you to comment on it.
John, let Professor Jones just finish his thought.
Okay,
so
very much.
Comment.
Thank
go
you
ahead,
very much.
Professor.
Super thermite. In the nanocomposite, the salt gel form can be painted onto steel columns, and that then can be touched off with radio-controlled signals. This would not take months.
How long, Professor? How long would it take to put enough thermite into a building like that to be able to bring it down?
In my paper, I estimate that it depends, of course, on the number of them. You tell them this is where you go. They might not even know what they're painting on to the columns. They have access through the elevator shaft in the towers. That's where you need to plant the explosives, primarily to bring the
explosives. Okay, interesting. John, Brown,
so
are you open to
this? The answer,
John,
then is it would take weeks, not months.
Can you comment on that? He suggests that radio frequency signals were used to detonate the thermite, and this is somebody that you're saying that he's your friend, and he and Alex Jones presented
when he says detonate, he's talking about like a C3 or whatever charge that would because you can't just ignite thermite. It has to be brought up to temperature by something else, and then it will go off.
Right, and the heat dissipates, correct?
I'm not a demolition expert.
Well, hold on a second. Let's talk about thermite, because there's kinetic energy, right? And there's thermal energy, and we're referring to thermite. And your friend, the expert, has presented what he believes to be evidence. Thermite, does it work through heat transfer? How long would it take to melt through a 5-inch thick steel column, for instance? You've studied this, right? So how long would it take to melt through a column?
From what I understand, it's almost instantaneous, not as in nanoseconds, but, you know, just it's very rapid in how it's able to sever supporting columns. And you also see one of the things that you can see as a smoking gun after the building is collapsed.
I'm sorry to stop you. You're saying that thermite, based on how thermite was described as being used in the tower, that those towers were turned to dust at the same time that the columns were melted instantaneously? Is that what you're saying? Two things happen there.
We don't know the exact mechanism that's in place here. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that both mechanisms are being used as supplemental mechanisms, not as contradictory mechanisms. The one helps facilitate the other. You have to break the building into pieces, and then you can turn it to dust. And as you look at one of the images from the World Trade Center, you see a piece of metal sticking up that's still intact, and it is severed at 45 degrees like a welding torch has gone through it and has cut it very cleanly. The dust scenario does not account for that, does not answer that particular scenario.
I've also been told that there are people that, there were cutting torches that were shown with hoses strewn across the debris that in order to disassemble what little material was left over that hadn't been dustified, the one or two stories, that to remove that debris, they actually had to use cutting torches and allow it to fall, and it was specifically cut to allow the material to fall in a certain direction. And
if that indeed was what was going on,
evidence that we see that people were out there with cutting torches, I would say that they're pretty credible when they say we use cutting torches to make those cuts. Correct.
So that information does take away from what I was saying.
Right.
Okay. The point that I think is really important. I want to get back to what I said earlier when I called Dr. Judy Wood a bitch, and I want to give you a case in point to illustrate my situation. Okay.
Can we stick to the evidence and talk about free energy technology?
But at the top of the hour, you said that I called her a bitch, and you called these other guys, you know, something else. And
oh yeah, because guess what?
I just wanted.
Here's the thing. Because I believe that Stephen Jones. I believe that Stephen Jones. Okay, and Alex Jones. I believe that those that used directed energy weapon technology to dustify the World Trade Center complex actually used Stephen Jones and Alex Jones to participate in the cover-up. So I call them, therefore, pricks as a result of doing that. Now, we know that
the reason that this is relevant is because the reason people ignore Judy Wood is because of her caustic personality.
Well, it doesn't matter. I want to describe something that if we took Dr. Judy Wood's name off of her textbook and we say she's just an angry person off in the corner, does that delete all the evidence contained in her forensic investigation?
Me. That's why I read her book. I learned a long time ago that you don't discount a message because the messenger's wacky.
Could I ask you something? You seem to be into. Okay, here's now I'm actually I'm going to have to tell you, especially since you're friends. You live close to Stephen Jones. He's in your same neighborhood, correct?
I did. He lives in the next town over.
Okay, so you're a little bit closer, so we've got a little bit more bias when you refer to Dr. Judy Wood in a derogatory sense. But this is what I'm going to say. Are you also attempting, especially by taking information and extracting selective pieces of information and putting that on your website, taking her textbook and her investigation and only grabbing those selective pieces to suit your narrative and what Stephen Jones has asked you to do as you participate in the PSYOP yourself.
No.
Okay. Well, can we stick to the evidence?
I see the infinite information about the magnetometer and the hurricane to be very relevant, and I had that nagging on me for a long time to do a story about it. September 11th was coming up, and so I finally, the day before, pulled out my book, pulled a bunch of information together, pulled some copies of images from her book, put those up on my site. I did a story called Magnetometer on 9/11 Shows Exotic Weapons Evidence.
Right, but why are you and selecting certain information to suit your narrative? Why are you only taking pieces of it? And this is why we ask, in most cases, you know, for permission to grab, you know, an investigation like that and to disassemble it, okay? Because we don't want people like the PSY operatives or the gatekeepers to be only picking and choosing like Alex Jones does. He has selected the only evidence that suits his DVD narratives and his 80% truth about 9/11. He only wants you to see that portion of the evidence. Are you doing the same thing on your website? Are you only taking bits and pieces of Dr. Judy Wood's work?
I refer people to her book so they can get the whole story.
Well, why do you need to post it on your website?
At the end of this story, when I asked the question of the people who listened to this or read the story, I said, do you, you know, looking at this evidence, what's your take on whether or not magnetometer had a relationship to what happened?
But you only presented a portion of the evidence.
90 to 95% agreement with the audience saying that, yes, there was a definite correlation between the magnetometer and what happened on September 11th. I made a very strong case. The audience was with me. And I think that most of them were inclined to want to read her book as a result of the article.
Have you read her book from front to back?
I've got it well marked up.
I'm going to give you an example of the differences between what I'm talking about. I understand the importance of not taking any of that information that's contained in the Ketam case that was filed, her textbook, and her presentations. I don't do her presentations. She does her presentations herself. I've actually helped facilitate that to educate our audience. I do not take, as a matter of fact, I have a closer relationship. I could ask her for permission to take a portion of her information and republish it on my website. I don't do that because I understand the importance of never taking anything that she has scientifically shown to be correct and accurate and take that out of context that needs to be shown in toto. All right. Now, I have never republished anything from her textbook. You know what I do? I refer them directly to the textbook. I refer them directly to her website because she's the most qualified expert that I've come across that's presented this evidence, and I never want anyone to look away from that evidence. Now, for you to call her a bitch and say she's crazy, that doesn't even matter as far as I'm concerned, because it's never deleted anything contained on her website, in the Ketam case, or in her textbook. Why have you chosen, and you are doing, as far as I'm concerned, I'm very, very concerned about you and the way you presented yourself on the stage. At this conference, there was a Breakthrough Energy Movement conference, okay? As an expert with a very soft approach, like Stephen Jones does, and his neuro-linguistic programming to get people to let their guard down so that you can insert the portions of the evidence into their mind that you want them to believe. And you've even demonstrated in this conversation, let's pay attention to who did it. Don't look at the evidence. Let's skip over that. Doesn't matter. Judy Wood is crazy. She's a bitch. You did that in this show. And guess what?
I need you to address that on my show. That to not look at who did it is like saying, I don't care who pulled the trigger. I want to know how they died.
You can't skip
over.
That's
totally ridiculous.
You can't skip over.
You've got to know who did it.
Okay, well, can I ask you something? If a person has, don't you think it matters? If you tell me to step over the body, does it matter if they were stabbed or if they were shot? Does it matter? Does that evidence matter?
They're dead. It doesn't matter whether they were shot or stabbed.
They're dead. It doesn't matter. So
that's
if,
what matters.
So I can grab.
Hold on
a second.
Job,
so I can.
And there are a lot of people who.
Hold on a second. Wait. You're psyoping. You know, this is neuro-linguistic program.
You're the one who was doing a psyop by getting people away from who did it and talking about what happened.
No. This
and
is
all the
let me make my point.
Details of how it happened.
Let
who
me
cares
make,
exactly how it happened? We need to know who did it.
Let me make my point.
It.
Let me make my point. Let me make my point. In a court of law.
You're missing the point.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on a second. Sterling Allen. Let me make my point. In a court of law, all right, if I go to court and I say, well, you found out who did it, and we want to bring them forward in front of a jury, and the jury says, well, okay, you say that he did it. How did he do it? And we say, well, we don't know. It could have been a shooting. It could have been a stabbing. We don't need that. We just know that he did it, and we have this other evidence to prove it. Well, was the body stabbed or shot? I mean, how was the murder perpetrated? It's kind of like I'm not going to refer to that other case, but that's my point. In front of a jury, you have to present evidence so that the jury, beyond a reasonable doubt, knows this is how the person was killed. We even found the knife with the guy's fingerprints on it. You can't skip over that evidence. That's my point. You cannot skip over the body and neglect whether they were shot or stabbed. You cannot do that. The jury needs to know how they were killed. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm referring to. So to the evidence, okay? I have been taught myself by the Psy operatives, the NLPers, okay, who have, like Dr. Stephen Jones or Professor Stephen Jones, gets up at the podium and he gets everybody, because somebody aggressive like me and somebody that's very, you know, I talk with my hands and I'm very vocal, you know, when you do that to the masses, people say, well, he's, you know, he's less than credible because he's much more aggressive, much more vocal. So I would trust Stephen Jones. In the way he tries to get us to look away from cold fusion, because he's very soft and meek and mild, and he's basically skull-fucking everyone to believe him as a credible source with all of his credentials, okay, and his mild-mannered approach, and he's a really nice guy that has the best interest of the general public, okay? Yourself, you're starting to present to me a very meek, mild approach in that same fashion. And you've even demonstrated that we should look away from the evidence and go get the government people. How do you address the NLP shot of the science?
If I've been meek and mild in this presentation.
You have.
I've been very in your face. I've been in other people's face. I'm telling people things the way I see them. I'm not being Mr., you know, the word you use. That's not something that I'm doing here. If you look at my history, I have been in the face of the establishment from the word go when I was awakened in 88.
Then why do you insist on looking past the evidence? Let's talk about toasted
stance.
Let's talk about toasted cars then. Let's do that. I'm going to be in your face. Let's talk about it.
I am not lacking in balls to stand up for what I believe in.
Okay. Let's talk about the toasted cars then. Let's get to the evidence. Let's talk about evidence of which you've been very aggressive to divert my attention away from. I don't know why, but we're about to find out. How did the toasted cars, how did that evidence that exists of entire parking lots two blocks away from the World Trade Center, how did those cars spontaneously combust? Tell me how.
I think that that's a very significant piece of evidence. I am 100% in agreement with Dr. Judy Wood on that. I talk about that in the first article I did last December. That is important information. However, the toasted cars that ended up underneath the highway were brought there by a tow truck. But the stuff that was in vicinity, yes, there was something unusual there, is evidence of directed energy weapons.
She's never said that the vehicles were not towed there. She's never said that. There's no evidence that exists either way. I've heard her say that on the air to me personally. She's never said, well, I don't know if they're towed or not. I'm looking at the anomalies. I'm looking at the evidence, you know. Who cares about? I mean, people are saying that cars were towed. Who cares?
We can agree on the point that there were toasted cars and that's important evidence. We're in agreement there.
But you just mentioned something about towed cars. How about that parking lot of vehicles that exists that no vehicles were moved? I saw a before and after image. The cars that were not towed, they were in a parking lot. They were pristine one moment.
Why are you being contentious when we don't have to be contentious? We agree on this point.
But you're referring back to, you said that there's holes in her logic and contradictions overall. Here's a quote from you. While there are some holes in her logic and contradictions overall, I'm convinced there's something to the premise which the controlled demolition model doesn't satisfy. Okay? And you just referred to towed cars, of which she's never even said there's any evidence either way. Why would you mention towed cars?
In her book, she shows the location of the toasted cars as evidence of, you know, this anomalous directed energy weaponry or whatever's going on. And she makes it sound like those cars under that overpass, that's where they were toasted. That's the way the wording in the book is, if I remember right. And the evidence, the actual things that happened from the witnesses, the tow truck drivers said that they towed those trucks there. So there's a little bit of a problem on her presentation there. And that's okay. We all make mistakes. I don't fault her for that.
Okay. I have a concern about everyone, and I'm an independent thinker. Nobody's going to tell me what to think, what not to think. Nobody can tell me that, you know. You could even tell me Dr. Judy Wood is XYZ. It doesn't even matter. She's a blue smurf. It doesn't even matter. The evidence that I've seen, okay, has never been disputed in her textbook. Why is it that you people like you've done so here on this episode in front of my listeners? Why is it that everyone appears to be trying to debunk her in the public, but they won't file any evidence in the court system?
Why are you saying I'm debunking her evidence?
Well,
I'm agreeing with her evidence.
Okay, agreeing, but hold on a second.
Approaching how she brings across her evidence is
why does everybody want to decredentialize?
And she turns people off so they don't listen to her.
Okay, does that ignore the evidence? Has anything in her textbook and her QI-TAM case ever been disputed by anybody? And you as a researcher should know the answer to this question. Has it?
Yes.
In the federal court system and in a textbook? It's never been disputed, sir. That's a lie.
Yes, it has.
That's inaccurate.
It has been very soundly disputed, some of it. Not the key points, but some of the information has been disputed.
Such as? Let's go to that. Such as?
Such as what I was just mentioning, and the cars that were towed, and that's why they were...
You're back to towed cars, okay? You're back to the towing of cars. How about the parking lot?
And that's a minor point.
It's not a minor... The parking lot of vehicles? Indisputable...
I'm talking about a subset of the information, the cars that were way over here, a half a mile away, they were not toasted at that location. That's the way it
And she's never stated that
book.
They were. She's never said that they were.
Read her book again. That's the way it makes her.
Where in her book did she say that those vehicles, that there was evidence that exists either way?
I don't have time in this, on the radio, on the
Sir,
spot here.
Sir, I'm going to say before my listening first, audience, I've done the research, okay, and this is what I will say. There is nothing that you can show me that exists in her book or anywhere where she said that there's evidence that exists that they were towed or were not towed. Never referred to that, ever.
Are you telling me that you're going to put her on a pedestal and say she's 100%...
No, I looked into it. You know what? I approached her and I said...
I'm just saying that she's a human being and she's made...
I'm not putting her on a pedestal. I'm putting the evidence on a pedestal.
Overall, she's right on spot with her information.
I'm putting the evidence...
Where she's not on spot is how she presents it. She's extremely offensive and cantankerous with
this. Mr. Allen, here's the deal. I've been psyoped by Alex Jones. I've been psyoped by Stephen Jones. And I'm not going to be psyoped by Sterling Allen. And I'm going to say this. I was told are you going
to
let me finish my thought?
People like Alex
you just said,
Jones,
why are you putting
Stephen,
her on a pedestal? Hold on a second.
Jones
let me
have
hold
a
on.
Problem with her because she is so offensive.
Sir?
They won't listen to her because
Sir?
She is so hard in how
Please
she comes
pardon
across.
Me for offending you to interrupt, but I need to finish this thought. I was told by people, the debunkers, oh my God, the vehicles were towed there, blah, 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 blah. And I went into this towing thing. And I approached her and I said, Dr. Judy Wood, I said, people told me that the vehicles may have been towed there. And she said, well, I didn't say that they weren't. I don't even discuss that. I just talk about the anomalies, the pictures that I've observed and the things that need to be paid attention to. Here are the anomalies. Here's the evidence. I'm putting the evidence on a pedestal. And you can't have me look away from it by telling me, well, the towing, you know, the towing exists. Go look over here. And by the way, that evidence doesn't even matter. Let's go get the government. That's what you've told me in this episode today. And that's why, sir, I appreciate your time. I appreciate everything that you're attempting to do. I'm going to say in front of over a million listeners that I wanted to learn more about free energy technology. I believe that this stuff that's on your website, this selective information, has been used to suit your desire to fit your narrative and your diversions. I believe you're part of the PSYOP, sir, and you've even demonstrated you're friends with Stephen Jones. He doesn't want us to – he wants to call it cold fusion and not even low-energy nuclear reaction, does he? Why does he call it cold fusion? Why is he not referring to it in its proper terms? Why is he not
– cold fusion has to be used when it is fusion, and if it's not fusion, you don't use the word fusion. That's a misnomer, and that's a valid argument.
Why is he still talking about thermite?
Because there's thermite found in the wreckage extensively.
Thermite was found in the wreckage. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is there evidence in the investigation that was filed in the federal court system and Dr. Judy Wood's textbook that thermite was used?
In her book, she makes it sound like there's no thermite, and she gives reasons why she doesn't think why the residues that they were that they found are interpreted as thermite. And I don't think she makes a very strong case there.
Sir, I thank you for your time.
I appreciate you having me on the show.
And I appreciate it.
I think it's very unfortunate that you've portrayed me as the PSYOP. Anyone who knows me knows
no,
me.
No, I haven't. Actually, I didn't intend to do that. I didn't intend to portray you. I'm just going based on the observation, listening to you, and what you're conveying here on the show. And this is what's been done to me and why I'm so bitter. And I just see exactly what you've been attempting to do through what I call neuro-linguistic programming, participating in a PSYOP, and you even demonstrated here on this show, don't pay attention to the evidence. Let's go find out who did. Let's go get who did it. And I absolutely disagree with that approach, because I believe that that's what's kept me away from looking at the evidence. You've done everything to get me to look away from that textbook and that forensic this forensic investigation that was filed in the federal court system. You even said that it was disputed. It hasn't been.
I'm surprised you've got the audience that you do, because you're almost as cantankerous as Judy is.
Well, you know, there were a lot of people who have died on 9/11. I'm probably just as passionate about finding out who did it and who's involved in the NLP, like yourself, Stephen Jones, and Alex Jones. I'm now going to put you on that list. You're involved in that. And on behalf of those people that died on 9/11, we will seek you. We will search you. We will find you if you're involved.
You're totally involved in infighting.
This is what it's not infighting. This is what I'm going to do. I'm involved in law enforcement, and if I find out that you are part of a plan to PSYOP the American people,
you better have good evidence. Because if you charge me as guilty until you have incontrovertible evidence,
if I find out that you are involved in concert with Stephen Jones, Alex Jones,
you have to stand before God for that.
If you've committed treason against our country, if you've committed treason, have you committed treason against our country by participating in a conspiracy to cover up information about 9/11? Have you been involved in that? Yes or no?
I have been exposing the truth about everything that I can.
Put your money.
I can.
Put your money where your mouth is. Instead of taking information selectively from a website, okay? Why don't you file something in the federal court system? You appear to be.
Have your readers read my article at PESN.com September 11, 2013.
Put together a formal legal document.
Sincere in my presentation, and it was a good, solid, complete piece of information.
Plagiarism is not evidence, okay? Selective plagiarism is even worse.
It's not plagiarism.
Okay, well, you took selective information from Dr. Judy Wood's website without her permission, posted it on your website, and you excluded a lot of critical information.
She took 2 weeks to respond.
You did not receive permission from Dr. Judy Wood to take any of the information.
And she asked me to cease and desist as a bitch.
Immediately.
I removed the articles of the information that was a direct copy of her site, and I left my arguments there. I took her images out, and I replaced them with the images she used to make her case.
My interest is putting the evidence on a pedestal. I would like to see your evidence filed in the federal court system to dispute anything that was filed by her key TAM case. If you can do such thing and file a legal formal document, this is an investigation that has already been conducted. It has not been disputed in the federal court system. You need to put your money and Stephen Jones's money exactly where their mouth is, and you need to file it with the federal court system. Otherwise, I believe that you're a PSY operative that needs to be held accountable here before the American people.
I'm not a professional in the legal system. I don't know what you just described. I'm not familiar with that terminology.
Okay, have you presented facts on your website?
Pieces in free energy.
Have you presented a forensic investigation and facts on your website?
That's not my expertise. That's not my role in life. That's not my battle to fight.
Then your information is then irrelevant. I'm going to go by the evidence.
I'm a journalist.
Reporting I am too.
On good information as I find it.
This is what I'm going to do. It is an argument very passionately on behalf of the people on 9/11 who were hanging out of that building, and they were toasted as well. Free energy technology exists, and there's evidence that it was used on 9/11. And that information, that evidence that's contained in the textbook, okay, and the key TAM case are the only thing that I'm concerned about. If Dr. Judy Wood had blue hair, I couldn't care less. If she was 4 feet tall and she was very angry, it's not going to delete the forensic investigation and her textbook. You were trying to unravel this, pull it apart.
The reason I brought that up was to give you reasons why people have a hard time with her information. It's how she presents it. She is not a diplomat.
I'm presenting the truth right now, and I'm telling you in my own way, that I believe you're part of the PSYOP. And you've demonstrated that.
You're absolutely wrong. And if you libel me, you're going to have to answer to God for that.
I will. Have God give me a call at 218-862-9829. I'll speak with him directly because he knows whose side I'm on. And I know what side you're on. And we're going to expose you, sir. That's all we got time for. I thank you very, very much for your time.
Let's go to hell.
Disconnect that guy, please. Get rid of him. He's already proven to me who he is. To me. Okay? Yeah.